Today we celebrate a feast which is very, very much a Roman feast. Of course, this is the Roman Rite. But even in the newer Roman Rite, she has been forgotten. Nevertheless, in the early days of the Church, she was very, very popular and very much a part of the Church in Rome to which we all belong. It is the feast of St. Martina. She was of a wealthy Roman family, and whether she was converted or was already a Christian, she most definitely was a Christian who stood out in the midst of the evils of her age. And she was persecuted, arrested, because of being a Christian. She refused to go to paganism and to offer sacrifice to the gods. So the emperor, infuriated, condemned her to be burnt to death. And so she was put in the stake, and the fire refused to light and refused to burn her. So she was condemned to be eaten by the beasts, and the beasts did not eat her. Finally, in desperation, because they wanted her dead no matter what, they cut her head off. She was buried nearby. It was in the area, the outskirts of the Roman Forum, where even to this day there is a church dedicated to her. For many centuries, it was not known where exactly she was buried. And she died in the rule of the emperor, of the Pope Urban, Saint Urban the First. Interestingly enough, it was Pope Urban the Eighth, who was very, very dedicated to the saints, that found her relics finally, and built a beautiful little church in the external parts of the Forum, right across the street from the Mamertine prison, where St. Peter and St. Paul and many others were held in captivity. And that church is still there to this day. It drew some attention recently. It was a very popular wedding chapel, and because of that, the Roman diocese took very good care of it. In the meantime, about 10 years ago or so, they decided to put a new roof on that church. The roof was from the time of Pope Urban VIII. And so a new roof was put on the church. And lo and behold, we're not the only ones that have had troubles with roofers in the past. On a certain day, while Mass was going on, the roof collapsed. And I guess by now it has been rebuilt. But the little church of St. Martina drew much attention and also perhaps devotion to her. A young virgin similar to St. Agnes and St. Agatha, who gave her life for the love of Christ. She was one of the 10 wise virgins. The others are the foolish virgins who went off to buy oil and found that when they came back, the door was shut. No longer could they be admitted into the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.